Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. If you're on a desktop or a laptop, easy enough, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you're on a smartphone or a tablet, a little bit longer, it's m.hollandshometownagency.com. Again, that's m.hollandshometownagency.com. You can send us an email too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, this month, being April, is the time of spring. I thought it befitting that each week we look at different cleaning items. Last week, as you know, we talked about cleaning your electronics. And if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, if you're on a desktop or laptop, or m.hollandshometownagency.com, you can take a look at the podcast from last week as far as getting more information on how to clean your electronics. This week, I thought I'd choose something that probably doesn't get talked about too often. I think people watch Antiques Roadshow and learn a little bit more about the antiques that they have and what to do. So I thought I would look up an article on cleaning antiques. Now again, when it comes to antiques and collectibles, your homeowner's insurance policy, there are limitations and restrictions when it comes to those types of items. So you certainly want to talk to your hometown insurance agent to get more information on how to properly cover your antiques and collectibles. A few months back, if you recall, we did talk about personal property, and one of the things that is not covered is antiques or obsolete items. They are not covered on a standard homeowner's policy. So definitely talk to your hometown insurance agent if you do have a collection of either antiques or other collectibles to see, number one, if you have coverage. Number two, if you don't, where can you get coverage? So I found this article from Home Museum. And again, I'll have a link to the article. You can check it out for yourself. I don't know about you, but I've learned over the years of watching Antiques Roadshow and other type programs, American Pickers, and I've watched some of the British shows when it comes to collecting antiques and buying antiques, that when it comes to cleaning an antique, you really don't want to clean it. Because by cleaning it, you're thereby removing the quote-unquote patina from them, and could lower their value, number one, or could completely ruin the item if it's not done properly. Now, this week I found an article, like I said, from homemuseum.com, and it's filled with a ton of tips on how to properly and safely clean a lot of your antiques and collectibles, whether they be metal, they be fabric, they be plastic, they be wood. Great article filled with a lot of information. Now, for this one, I do want to note we are not affiliated with Home Museum, and we do ask that you do your research before attempting to clean antiques yourself. If you do not feel comfortable with cleaning them yourself, you certainly need to seek out a professional that can clean and preserve them for you. Now, I thought I'd put that caveat in there because I don't want you to go to homemuseum.com, start using their tips, and then come to find out that your item was ruined because either you didn't read the instructions correctly or the information was incorrect. But it seemed this website is seems legitimate to me, and lots of information on it when it comes to cleaning collectibles. So again, do your own research before you undertake any of these antique cleaning tips. Now, I'm just going to go through a few of them because, I mean, there's stuff on talking about antique fabrics and celluloid and pewter and silver and gold and brass, just a whole slew of different materials as far as what to do to clean them. So I just thought I'd pick a few of them here to talk about on this week's podcast. Now, the first one is painted wood. It says here that you use paint thinner very carefully and go slow. Now, the article mentions that if the paint is a milk or egg-based paint, back in the turn of the century, they didn't have regular paint available, and apparently they used milk or eggs and mixed their powders into either milk or an egg wash and painted, used that for a paint. It says here the paint thinner may not work on if it's a milk or egg-based paint. This is very durable. It made mention on the article talking about, have you ever tried to get an ossified egg from a plate? You know, when you eat eggs and maybe you have a little bit left over and then you leave it on the table or you leave it on the kitchen counter and you forget about it for a day or two and then you come back and try to scrape that off, that old egg off. Just think of that egg being 100 plus years old and trying to scrape that off or clean that up. It's going to be very, very difficult. So be aware of that. It says to use cotton swabs, soft cloths, or artist brushes as your abrasive. You don't want to use steel wool. You don't want to use sandpaper or anything when it comes to painted wood. You want to use something soft. Use cotton swabs to get into the little crevices, soft cloth to go over it, and again, artist brushes for the curves and whatnot. The second item is painted plastic. Now, you don't want to use paint thinner on painted plastic because obviously the paint thinner will melt plastic or warp it. It's just not a good thing. For painted plastic, it says use distilled water or Triton 100 surfactant. And Triton 100 surfactant is a special cleaner that can be used for painted surface painted plastic. It says, again, use cotton swabs, a soft cloth, and artist brushes as your abrasive, being sure to dry the item quickly, especially if the item is made of celluloid. Now, celluloid is an early form of plastic, apparently. I think of celluloid as far as film stock. That's a type of celluloid. So it's really that brittle kind of plastic, so you need to take care, especially when using any type of surfactant to clean celluloid items or plastic items. So just be very careful and dry the item quickly because if you don't dry it quickly, the water or surfactant can get into the nooks and crannies of the item and could cause it to warp or dissolve. So be sure you take care of that. Painted metal. It says here, again, use distilled water or Triton surfactant, using your cotton swab, soft cloth, artist brushes, or your abrasive, being sure to dry the item quickly to avoid rust. This tip also applies to non-painted metal as well. So you really want to be careful, unless you want a rusting effect, to dry off the areas of painted metal or regular metal as you're cleaning it. Cast iron, it says use paint thinner or lacquer thinner for stubborn gunk, being careful not to use it on painted parts such as cast iron toys or banks. And it says right in the article, it says you don't want to use that on any painted parts of cast iron. You can be a little more aggressive using steel wool or a fine sandpaper as an abrasive. It says that your resolve to use and your elbow grease to try to clean the cast iron will give out way before you do any serious damage to the cast iron item. So you can be a little bit more aggressive, but be careful. Again, it says here black shoe polish can be used on cast iron cookery to bring the black back. You know, you have the black cast iron kettles and cauldrons and frying, you know, antique frying pans and other, you know, blackened cast iron items. It says you can use black shoe polish to kind of, bring back the black color, away from the dullness. You know, it could bring back the shine or the color of the cast iron. Specifically, don't cook with it after you use the shoe polish. So if you're going to use shoe polish on cast iron, black cast iron item, make sure that it's an item that you're not going to be using. So if it's like a cast iron cauldron that you use when you go out camping or something like that, or a cast iron frying pan trivets, one of those trivet pans. I've seen those on program? James Townsend and Son on YouTube. He does a lot of turn of the century and pre-century, 18th and 19th century cooking, where he has a trivet pan that is just basically a cast iron frying pan with legs on it that you would put into the fire. Anything that you're going to use for cooking or that's going to be reused, you definitely don't want to use black shoe polish to clean it, for obvious reasons. Now, the last one I wanted to share with you has to do with silver. And it says here, use a 50-50 mix of acetone and alcohol and use powdered chalk from either a garden supply or home improvement store as the abrasive. And it says here, never use cling wrap on silver, as the chlorine gases emitted from the cling wrap will etch the silver and destroy it. So it's very interesting. I've never heard of using cling wrap on silver. Must be something that people had said, well, if you wrap it up in cling wrap, that'll keep the air from getting to it, therefore it wouldn't tarnish. Thinking that's maybe where it came from. But instead, by cling wrapping your silverware or whatever, you're actually making things worse by actually allowing the chlorine gas to eat away at the silver. So, for silver, use a 50-50 mix of acetone and alcohol using powdered chalk as an abrasive. Again, I want to make mention that we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're located anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. If you're anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a desktop or a laptop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you're on a smartphone or a tablet, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. Again, I want to thank Home Museum for this week's article. And again, I'll have a link to that on the blog post for today. So be sure to check that out. There's a ton of more, 10 more tips as far as cleaning fabrics and actual celluloid toys and stuff like that. So be sure to check that out. And again, do your research before you touch any of your antiques. Last thing you want to do is ruin them while you're trying to save or preserve them. So keep that in mind. Again, I am Matt. We are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency. And I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week. Take care.